Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Tim Thielman joining us with the campaign for Greater Buffalo. An injunction will be lifted today, which could clear the way for demolition of the Great Northern Grain Elevator. Tim, you've been pushing to save this structure. What do you have left at this point?
Yes. Well, Susan, let me just clarify that on July 5th, the judge issued an order lifting the temporary restraining order that existed. And the parties had until today to respond to his decision. So that's what's going on. And they've been assembling the owner, ADM, demolition equipment at the site. So we're worried that once papers are submitted to the judge, he makes a decision to, solidify, I guess, his decision from July, and they will proceed with demolition, which they have permission to do.
And that could happen as soon as today?
Well, the papers had to be in close of business today, and so the judge can make his decision at any time thereafter. And, of course, as you're aware, back in January and then again this summer, the lower court decided against us, although we had a unanimous decision in our favor at an appeals court. But so we're not necessarily optimistic about what the lower court is going to decide. But we're in a dilemma because while the case is ongoing, we're unable to appeal. So in other words, the owner has had a 5-week head start in planning the demolition and assembling whatever equipment and contractors they need. And we simply cannot respond. And that's, we feel, one of the unfair things about this case.
So you're, and then at the end of the appeals, do you have anything new that you could present to the court?
Well, for example, the decision in July, we were surprised that our expert witness, Paul McDonald, who is the incoming president of the New York State American Institute of Architects, that's the second largest chapter in the country. He's an expert with decades of experience in historic structures. He oversaw all the Buffalo public schools and is familiar with structures of the age of the Great Northern. The judge dismissed his testimony or belittled it because he claimed, well, he's biased because he's chairman of the Campaign for Greater Buffalo that's petitioning to save it. And so Paul's record as a preservationist is being held against us while paid experts flown in from across the country are given much more credence in this, and they admitted in court that they had not been inside the elevator, and it was just their observations were based on what they saw outside. Their observations about the Great Northern contradict what UB professors, scientists, architects, engineers, and National Park Service engineers who documented the elevator inside said about the structure. And, you know, as everyone in Western New York can see, that's a pretty robust steel frame. It's standing 9 months after part of the facade fell down. And, you know, facade failures are, unfortunately, a frequent thing in Buffalo. One fell on Franklin Street. You know, there was a Karpeles Manuscript Museum had a facade failure. And you don't go and, here, it's an emergency demolition, take the whole building down. And we know this building will continue to stand. And, The fact that it stands today is testament to how solidly it's built.
Well, you know, Tim, you're fighting tooth and nail to save this structure, and that's been going on for a long, I mean, we're closing in on a year, right? You know, 9 months now of trying to save this. But does it say something that, you know, here for a few days we've been saying, hey, this could come down as soon as today, and I have yet to see a group of people in Birkenstocks linking arms in front of the building to say, no way, don't take this down. Everyone seems to kind of think, well, yeah, okay.
No, that's not the case, because in fact, what happens, whether you're wearing Birkenstocks, work boots, steel-toed boots, or whatever, there's sympathy across the board, all types of people from all walks of life. The unions are very supportive of retaining the building. Our elected officials are, save for Mayor Brown, and as well as, you know, academics and engineers and architects. And you saw that outpouring back in December and January when this first occurred. And what happens when you get involved in a very long and complicated legal issue, there aren't day-to-day, you know, developments. So we still are receiving very strong support. And certainly with this impending court-determined deadline, we have, you know, in the past week been fielding a lot of calls and interest and discussion again. So it's across the board. People from the old First Ward where the elevator is, boaters who have their boats in the marina across the way, they're all expressing support, and we're certainly gratified about that.
Tim, it's been described to us as a legal Hail Mary for the preservationists at this point. Would you agree?
No. We think right now, Susan, we're exactly where we were in effect or should have been last January in the lower state Supreme Court when the judge rendered his initial decision. We feel that, you know, his notion is that James Comerford, who is not an engineer, has no licensed engineer on his staff, did not consult with any outside engineers besides ones that ADM actually hired. He did not avail himself of the information that was available right next door to his office before he made a decision for emergency demolition. And that was arbitrary and capricious. The judge doesn't feel that. And nonetheless, we go to the appeals court in Rochester. They found unanimously that, well, number one, they've got to hear from us, and they did hear from us, and ADM took the opportunity to bring in two of their paid experts to testify, and the judge made the same decision. And but I want to make clear, it's the city that technically is responsible here. Anytime you have a derelict building, a facade falls down, whether it's on Franklin Street, whether it's on the waterfront, whether it's on Genesee Street, it's a symbol of a derelict governmental administration. I mean, after all, everyone's responsible for maintaining their buildings, and the city's responsible for inspecting them and making sure everyone is complying, and that's for everyone's benefit. The city has been derelict in the case of the Great Northern. And that's really what it's about, because, you know, if it's not the Great Northern, it's a building in the Cobblestone Historic District, or it's on a, you know, street corner in Allentown. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're fighting for.
Hey, Tim, and we're talking with Tim Thielman, the Campaign for Greater Buffalo on WBEN Buffalo. We're short on time here before we let you go. Your feeling as you're talking to us right now, by Monday morning, do you expect work to be happening to tear this structure down?
We are going to make it very clear to the lower court and, if necessary, the appeals court that we need an injunction until our argument can be heard. And this building, by the way, Brian, if this court case goes on for quite a long time, which I hope it does, because the alternative is that monument disappears, this can continue to stand for another 125 or 200 years. That's a solid building, and the facade can be fixed.
Tim, thank you. Appreciate it. Tim Thielman with the Campaign for Greater Buffalo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.